Norway is studying radioactivity in the air days after an explosion during the test of a rocket engine in Russia killed 5 people. Norway's Radiation and Nuclear Safety Office, known as the DSA, said it had detected small amounts of radioactive iodine at a research station in Svanhovd, near the country's border with Russia. The radioactive substance was collected between August 9th and 12th. The accident took place August 8th in Arkhangelsk, an area in northwestern Russia. The DSA said, at this time, it is not possible to determine if the last iodine detection is linked to the accident in Arkhangelsk last week. Measurements that find radioactive iodine happen 6 to 8 times a year at the Norwegian observing station. The cause is usually unknown. The deadly accident took place at a naval testing area near the White Sea. It caused what has been described as a short increase in radioactivity in the area. At the time, officials ordered people in a nearby village to leave, but the officials canceled the order soon after. Russian officials have provided limited information about the incident. At first, Russian Defense Ministry officials said that liquid rocket fuel had exploded, killing 2 people and wounding 6 others. It said no radiation had been released. 2 days later, Russia's state-controlled nuclear agency, Rosatom, said that 5 nuclear engineers had been killed and 3 others injured. It said the explosion took place on an offshore platform during testing of a nuclear isotope power source. The TASS news agency said victims of the accident were taken to Moscow for treatment. Russian officials then closed part of Dvina Bay to shipping. On Monday, the 5 engineers were buried in the western city of Sarov, home to Russia's main nuclear weapons research center. The administration of the city of Severodvinsk said radioactivity jumped to 20 times normal levels for 30 minutes before returning to natural levels on the day of the accident. Later reports said it took longer, about 2.5 hours, for radiation to return to normal. Officials said the short increase in radiation did not present a danger to public health. Neither Russia's defense ministry nor the nuclear agency Rosatom have identified the weapon that exploded during the test. However, observers believe it was a nuclear-powered cruise missile that the NATO alliance calls Skyfall. The missile was first announced by Russian President Vladimir Putin in 2018 during his State of the Nation speech. Putin said the weapon will be able to travel an unlimited distance without being noticed by missile defense systems. He said the missile had successfully undergone its first tests. Critics, however, say such a weapon is difficult to deal with and could present a threat to the environment. On Monday, United States President Donald Trump tweeted about the explosion. He wrote that it has people worried about the air around the facility and far beyond. Not good. Both the United States and the former Soviet Union worked on nuclear-powered missiles in the 1960s. However, they ended research because the designs were too dangerous to operate. I'm Mario Ritter, Jr.